You know, we turn on the TV nowadays, and I count myself lucky not having cable anymore, but you turn on the TV and you're presented with an unending amount of news. You know, you have the banality of the morning shows, several hours in the evenings, and that does even include the dedicated news channels. Our TVs are just being, we're inundated with news of some sort. You know, most of these mainstream outlets of news are designed to persuade and not necessarily to educate. They pump the masses with news snippets, which are designed typically to push agendas. Small little things you can try to steer the stories. You know, this is evidenced by the corruption of those that prayed us or prayed before ourselves on a daily basis in our governments. Doesn't matter which side of the political fence people want to hang their hats on, but corruption like that is pervasive amongst those that control our lives today. Now, that isn't to say that people aren't out there trying to sound alarms, trying to be, I think, a New York mayor, although he isn't, I wouldn't class him as that, but people are trying to bugle these or shout these alarms to let people know that there is this corruption. But, you know, these people are fighting against Goliaths with which they don't have the right weapons that are very meaningful. You know, Facebook and YouTube, which are major communication platforms, have also started recently removing misinformation from their sites. And, you know, it's easy to get worked up about how my free speech, how my constitutional rights, how my ability to express myself is in violation. But brethren, you know, for me and you, for those of us that are called by God, those of us that are called to be first fruits, this worry and this idea that we should be getting worked up over this is moot. It's meaningless. Because we understand who it is that really controls the airwaves. We understand who it is really behind all of this deception. And it isn't the left, it isn't the right, it's Satan. And he controls all of this. He is whipping this world up into frenzy to chew and gnaw at each other, and we should not be in the midst of that. You know, when Christ walked the earth, he said to those that were around him and those that could hear, to give to Caesar what is Caesar's. He said when constricted by Roman soldiers to walk that mile that you had to do by that law that was enforced by the Romans, to walk an extra. You know, both of these statements were directed towards an insanely corrupt and regime that occupied Israel. Israel's rights were being violated by this occupying army. But, you know, Christ didn't dwell on fighting them. Christ didn't dwell on trying to right those wrongs of that occupying force. What he did dwell on, though, what he did fight and what he did speak up for were those that put themselves between a relationship with God. Those people he didn't hold back from. Speaking to the Pharisees, who put themselves between man and God with their customs, he said, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And that's Matthew 12, verse 34. You know, the confusion and the darkness that currently surrounds us is prophesied. It's evidenced even more over these past few months as we see the U.S. dividing against itself, fighting against itself, as we see the world around us imploding. And these are the things that we shouldn't be worried about, because we know they're going to happen. We can't fix this world. We can't fix the wrongs that are being perpetuated upon us. All we can do is focus towards God. Because if you look at the true influencer of our modern age, you know that we can't fight against, the world can't fight against him. Only those that have God's Spirit can. Matthew 6 and verse 24. We can see one of those sayings that this great influencer has done for this day and age, of how he has perverted the direction that we must, that many people can go towards. Matthew 6 and verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And we know that mankind today grasps after those things that he can touch, those things that they can accumulate. But we, like Christ and his disciples of his day, and like most of God's servants throughout the ages, are thrust in the middle of this corruption. The world has always been corrupt when left to itself, when left to mankind ruling man. This isn't something new. This is something growing in even greater proportions, because we know what this end time leads to. But we must walk carefully as our predecessors, as the great predecessor, Christ himself. We must walk carefully through these ages if we have any hope of success. Matthew 7 and verse 13. Matthew 7 and verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by it. And we can see that today. There are many who are heading towards destruction, denying God, walking away from God. Continuing verse 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few that find it. And brethren, we have found this narrow way. We have been given the eyes to see and having our minds open to see how we must walk down this path. If we focus on anything outside of God, we might find ourselves lost. We might find ourselves going off of this path, losing our way, losing the direction that only God's Spirit can give us. Because we see how scared and how confused the world can become most recently, in the past several months. And yet this is only a taste of the judgment to come. This is just a forethought of what the world will become like. We see how people react to one another when they're fighting over toilet paper. Well, brethren, when droves and droves of people on either side of you are falling down by all of the plagues that will be poured out upon this world, we're going to see the true nature of man and what man will do to save himself. Those of us that know, have the answers, know that we can only rely on God to get us through these times. We cannot rely on the world. We cannot rely on anything that our leaders will give to us as a way to escape these days. 1 Corinthians 1, beginning in verse 20. I'm reading this out of the Common English Bible. Again, 1 Corinthians 1, and beginning in verse 20 to 25. Where are the wise? Where are the legal experts? Where are today's debaters? Hasn't God made the wisdom of the world foolish? In God's wisdom, he determined that the world wouldn't come to know him through its wisdom. Instead, God was pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of preaching. Jews ask for signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, which is a scandal to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. And that's what we see in our world today, how we are considered, based upon how we how God's message is being received, it's considered foolishness. Continuing, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is God's power and God's wisdom. This is because the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. It's by the wisdom of God and by His strength that we are going to get through these days. Nobody human can save us. Nobody can guide us through the darkness that mankind is going to be walking through soon. You know, the age of man ruling himself through Satan's deception, through Satan's lead, is coming to an end. It's not lasting. All of the mammon that man has accumulated and has tried to accumulate, all of those things that are dear and important to mankind, those things are coming to an end. The only thing that is lasting is that foolishness, as man would see it, of God. Mankind decries that foolishness, that wisdom that we understand, that wisdom that we have given through God's Holy Spirit. Because man decries it, man will face punishment. Brethren, we cannot fall from that narrow path that we are called upon to walk on. Because once we slip off the sides, once we sink into the mire, we will be passed. We will be lost. You know, this knowledge, after all, was brought here for Christ for our admonition, for us to get through these times. Continuing a little bit further in 1 Corinthians 2, beginning in verse 1 through 7, again reading from the Common English Bible. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I didn't come preaching God's secrets to you like I was an expert in speech or wisdom. I had made up my mind not to think about anything while I was with you except Jesus Christ, and to preach Him crucified. I stood in front of you with weakness, fear, and a lot of shaking. My message and my preaching weren't presented with convincing, wise words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit of power. I did this so that your faith might not depend on the wisdom of people, but on the power of God. You know, Paul, amongst all of our predecessors, faced constant tribulation. He wasn't strong in person, as he states, but he relied on the power of God. And that is exactly what we must rely on, brethren, if we are going to walk these dark straits. Paul continuing, what we say is wisdom to people who are mature. It isn't a wisdom that comes from the present day or from today's leaders who are being reduced to nothing, as we know that's happening. We talk about God's wisdom, which has been hidden as a secret. God determined His wisdom in advance before time began for our glory. Brethren, this wisdom that God gives us through His Spirit is for our glory. What Christ did for us, giving of His life, walking through a world that was corrupt, and the things He did when He had to live with a corrupt government around Him, all that He did was for our glory, for our chance to have salvation. You know, God won't withhold the clarity of wisdom and understanding that we've just read about, given through His Spirit from us. We are guaranteed to have access to this. James 1, beginning in verse 5. James 1, in verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. If we lack wisdom, if we lack that understanding, ask. And by faith, it will be given. You know, the truth leads us to perfection, and it leads us to eternal life. Because only by using that wisdom of God, by only relying on that power of God, are we going to be able to stay on this righteous path.